Greetings, brothers and sisters, Mrs. and Misters, dreadlocks and rastas. Reggae world music.
Music.
Hello and welcome in once again to Ian's House of Reggae. Here on www.reggaeworldmusic.com for another hour of fine Jamaica music, where we're paying tribute to some recently fallen legends. As sadly, in recent weeks, the rocksteady pioneer Hopeton Lewis, the Kingstonian sufferer Jackie Bernard, the ubiquitous percussionist Uzziah Sticky Thompson, and the dancehall guitarist Sol Radix have all passed away. And so over the next 60 minutes, I'll be paying my own small homage to all four of these exemplary contributors to the music we call reggae. And so we're going to kick off with a song that virtually invented a whole new genre of Jamaican music back in 1966, as this is Hopeton Lewis with Take It Easy.
This is Rhythm Street, where the music's so sweet for your dancing feet.
Take your time, no need to hurry. Take it easy, no need to hurry. No slipping, no sliding, no bumping, no boring. I want to ride into town. If you fall from the race, it's no disgrace. Just pick yourself from off the ground. Take your time. No need to hurry, no. Take it easy. No need to hurry. For the road is rough, and don't you ever get stuck. Take your time. No need to hurry on. Take it easy. No need to hurry. Take your time. No need to worry. No slipping, no sliding, no bumping, no boring. I want to ride into town. If you fall from the race, it's no disgrace. Just pick yourself from off the ground. And take your time. No need to worry. No. Take it easy. No need to worry. Oh. Take your time now.
The all-time classic Take It Easy by Hopeton Lewis, which he recorded at the Federal Studio in late 1966 and was arranged by Keith Scott and Sam Mitchell and released on their Meritone label in Jamaica and the Bluebeat label here in the UK, and can now be found on a number of compilations, including VP Records Double CD, the definitive collection of Federal Records. And while I'll be talking more about Hopeton's life and career later on in the show, that rhythm you just heard was a benchmark in Jamaican music, as it came at a time when the ska beat was rapidly slowing down and merging into the new sound of rock steady. And the story goes that Hopeton was invited to the Federal Studio back in 1966 by Keith Scott and Sam Mitchell, and that they initially tried to record Take It Easy as a ska beat. But unable to fit the lyrics around the up-tempo rhythm, they slowed it right down and created a new relaxed beat, which was provided by drummer Hugh Malcolm, while Lynn Tate imitated the bass line on his guitar, and thus created a blueprint which lasted for the next couple of years, and of course became known as Rocksteady. And quite coincidentally, just a few weeks ago, a whole basket full of new cuts on the Take It Easy rhythm were released. And so here's a DJ veteran Josie Wales doing his thing over that legendary rhythm.
Lord, the first
Jesus Christ. We nice. So tell me if you're ready for me. Tell me if you're ready for me. New York, tell me if you're ready for me. London, tell me if you're ready for me. Lord, me dey a ranch and a whole a vibe. The music I play and the rhythm I ride. So tell me if you're ready for me. Jam rock, tell me if you're ready for me. Hey, me chat microphone in Kingston at y'all. Them a whole a open them head top. Bubble dread go down the broom and a flash them locks. The dancing turn up and the vibes don't stop. So tell me if you're ready for me. Hey, tell me if you're ready for me. Me tell the dirty gate man simply lego me on. Him do nothing, nothing and a spoil me plan. Him the tree blind mice so that overstand. I be stepping on the dance from the dance I go round. Tell me if you're ready for me. New York, tell me if you're ready for me. England, tell me if you're ready for me. Canada, come tell me if you're ready for me. Yes, now me woman send a message, says she's all alone. She want the undercover lover to come home. She can't get the loving but she want on the phone. Some drink on my roots, I'm a tiger bone. And she tell me, says she ready for me. She tell me, says she ready for me. Sandra, tell me, says she ready for me. Tell me, since you're ready for me. Fat gal, tell me if you're ready for me. Slim gal, tell me if you're ready for me. To the breed of me aunt and biography. Every woman want a piece of Josie. And if me take too long, fi come them and go war. So them know me a superstar. Lord. Tell me if you're ready for me. Clarendon, tell me if you're ready for me. Senton, tell me if you're ready for me. Portland, tell me if you're ready for me. Yes, reggae dance all of me. Super jam and anyway that me pass to the champion. Out of Jamaica man and Josie come from. Out of many people with your one. In a dance on this DJ a number one. Slash.
That was a Colonel Josie Wales with Ready for Josie, which came out at the beginning of September on Shaggy's Ranch Entertainment label and is now available for download at all the usual places, along with several other cuts, including Shaggy himself on Meritone's original Take It Easy Rhythm.
Nation rules the nation with version.
But before we hear more wonderful rocksteady music courtesy of Hopeton Lewis, the sad plight of Jackie Bernard came to an end on the 15th of September. As you may have heard, he had been suffering with diabetes in recent years and was living in a one-room shack in Kingston and looking very frail when a Spanish reggae fan visited him earlier this year and set up a foundation to raise money for food, medication and healthcare. And the worldwide reggae community responded immediately with many generous donations to ensure that Jackie's last few months were as comfortable as they could be. But it is still with sadness that news of his passing was greeted, as his musical career as lead singer of the Kingstonians gave the world many rocksteady and early reggae classics, including their debut release back in 1967 of Whiny Whiny.
I say, hey, Mr. DJ, I love the way you really play, and the way you do it, believe me, you keep me skanking all night and all day.
To say, know what days love make you do.
was a gravel-voiced Jackie Bernard and the Kingstonians with Whiny Whiny, which very much sounded like it was backed by Lynn Tate and the Jets again, and was produced by Carl Johnson and released on his JJ label in Jamaica and a Rio label in the UK back in 1967, and can now be found on the Trojan double CD compilation Let's Do Rock Steady.
Right now, we've been wonderful, surrounded by all these bubble of talent.
And I'll be playing a couple more Jackie Bernard tunes a little later in the show, but the tributes keep coming here in the House of Reggae, as the 25th of August saw the passing of one of Jamaica's most prolific musicians, Uzziah Sticky Thompson, whose percussive talents have featured on more reggae records than virtually anyone else you could name. And born in the hills of Jamaica in 1936, Uzziah moved to Kingston as a teenager, and soon started following the local sound systems, where he became attached to Sir Coxon's Downbeat, and where he served his apprenticeship as a boxboy, before slowly graduating to DJ status in the dances, where he was able to hype the records with a series of exclamations and percussive sounds. And this didn't go unnoticed by the proprietor, and in 1965, Uzziah was invited into Studio One to add his infectious chickadooks to records like Ball of Fire, El Pussycat Scar, and this one. Another all-time classic, as you just heard Uzziah Sticky Thompson adding his dancehall-flavoured DJ skills to the Scatterlites' Guns of Navarone. And produced by Sir Coxon Dodd, that was initially released on his Music City label in Jamaica and the Island label in the UK back in 1965, and even belatedly reached the UK top 40 pop charts 2 years later, and nowadays, of course, can be found on multiple compilation CDs.
That is the wickedest sound I play.
And so, shortly after this batch of recordings for Sir Coxon, Uzziah moved over to DJ on Duke Reed's sound system, where he gained the nickname Cool Sticky. And right through until the end of the decade, his rudimentary DJ style could be heard on a number of releases, like Lynn Tate and the Jets' El Casino Royal, Joe Gibbs' Train to Soulsville, Clancy Eccles' CN Express, and this one from Lee Perry's Upsetters, called Dry Acid.
I'm the man that grants your musical thirst, from Philly to Post, in any coast, upset of the boss. Hey.
Cool Sticky there, adding his rhyme and reason to the Upsetters' Dry Acid, which was produced by Lee Perry and released on a Blank label pre in Jamaica and a Punch label in the UK back in 1969, and also featured on the Upsetters' Clint Eastwood album the following year. But as a new decade dawned, this type of DJing was rapidly falling out of fashion as the next generation led by U-Roy took over. But for Cool Sticky, it proved to be a blessing in disguise as he transformed himself into a premier percussionist, about which I'll be telling you a little more later on in the show.
Keep listening, keep dancing, keep rocking, keep skanking, keep drinking, keep smoking, keep joking while the music on display.
But next up, I'm going to feature the rocksteady pioneer Hopeton Lewis again, as he unexpectedly passed away on the 4th of September at his home in New York, aged just 66 years old. And Hopeton grew up singing in the church choir in Jamaica before forming a vocal group in the mid-60s called the Regals, who recorded the tune Shammy Back at Studio One in 1965, before Hopeton was invited along to the Federal Studio the following year and helped transform Jamaican music forever, as along with the groundbreaking and hugely popular Take It Easy, other tracks he recorded with Lynn Tate and the Jets at those famous 1966 sessions included Sounds and Pressure, This Music Got Soul, Rock Steady, A Dep on Dem, and the one I got for you now, Cool Collie. Cool Collie.
Well, you come to make this special request with all those that smoke sense mania, whether it be Rizla or Chalwa.
Take it so hard, my friend, or you won't live out to the end. What a cool, cool collie. What a cool, cool collie. If you buy a stick, it make you slick now. If you buy a off, it make you calm. What a cool, cool collie. What a cool, cool collie. Don't take it so hard, my friend. No, no,
Don't take it so hard, my friend. What a cool, cool colleague. What a cool, cool organine. Even the cops might intervene, but they won't catch you on the scene. No, no, no. What a cool, cool colleague. What a cool, cool colleague. The cops might intervene, but they won't catch you on the scene. What a cool, cool colleague. What a cool, cool colleague. Don't take it so hard, my friend, or you won't live out to the end. What a cool, cool. What a cool, cool colleague, cool as a mountain air. What a cool, cool colleague, cool as a dew at dawn. What a cool, cool colleague, yeah, yeah.
The ultra cool Hopeton Lewis, recording at the Federal Studio back in 1966 there with Cool Collie. Probably the very first openly pro-herb tune in Jamaican music. And that was released on the Meritone label in Jamaica and the Island label in the UK, and also featured on Hopeton's classic Take It Easy album, which was recently reissued on vinyl by the Dubstore record label. And following Hopeton's success on Meritone, he went on to record many more classics over the next few years, a couple of which I'm going to play for you in a short while.
Yell me lion! Ites! Light the pipe, no? Chop.
But next up, we must also pay tribute to the man Noel Bailey, aka Soul Radix.
Soul Radix. Soul Radix.
Who, as his nickname indicates, was part of the Roots Radix, the premier recording band of the early dancehall era, and where alongside the mainstays of bassman Errol Flabber Holt, drummer Lincoln Styles Scott, and fellow guitarist Eric Bingy Bunny Lamont, Noel's intricate guitar playing featured on so many early 80s recordings. But he'd begun his musical career 10 years earlier as a vocalist, where he can be heard on tracks like Lonely Girl for B.B. Seaton, and this one, which is called Morning Star, aka People Let Love Shine.
Oh,
wonderful early roots music there, as that was N. Elliott and N. Bailey, and originally came out in Jamaica on the Globe label back in 1972, where it was called Morning Star, but has since been repressed on 7-inch under the title People Let Love Shine on the Digikiller label.
This station rock the nation with sound vibration.
And so, carrying on Noel Bailey's story, that his early recording opportunities as a vocalist were limited, and so he took a change of direction and picked up the guitar, where one of his earliest credits can be found on Fred Locks's legendary Black Star liner album. But his big breakthrough came at the end of the decade when he joined the Roots Radics. And just like Hopeton Lewis and Lynn Tate and the Jets had done 15 years earlier, the Radics changed Jamaican music once again by slowing it down and giving it a steady groove. And so, in keeping with his new environment, Noel changed his name to Soul Radics and can be found credited on many of the great albums of that period, including all of Scientist's classic dub albums on the Greensleeves label. And these opportunities in the studio also allowed him to pick up the microphone again and return to his first love, as can be heard on this powerful 12-inch release which he recorded at the Channel 1 studio and is called Fight, Fight, Fight.
Them fight, fight, fight against Simon. Still they can show nor tell to I what I've done wrong. Open your eyes and see how you're hurting me. It's not because of inequality. Why for me there's no liberty? It's a fight within themselves.
Soul Radics with Fight, 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 which he produced himself at the Channel 1 studio and was released on 12-inch on the Trojan label in 1980, and which was reissued in 2011 on the iRoco label, backed with another 12-inch release of his called Caution, Caution, Caution. And so, just to round off Noel Bailey's story, that despite his great success in the early 80s, when the dancehall era turned digital, like many musicians of that time, he found work harder to come by, and he eventually retired from the music business. And sadly, it was reported last month that he had succumbed to cancer on the 18th of July this year at Kingston Public Hospital, aged just 61 years old.
Music is my occupation. Good for meditation. Great for inspiration.
But now I think it's time for some more Kingstonians music.
Do it, do it.
And led by Jackie Bernard, with his brother Lloyd Footy Bernard and friend Lloyd Kerr providing the harmonies, they offered a slightly more rough-edge style of the vocal harmony trio idiom of the late 1960s. And starting in a rocksteady era, they recorded sides for Sir JJ in 1967, like Whiny Whiny, Crime Don't Pay and Put Down Your Fire, as well as Love Is a Greatest Science for the Carlton label. But their biggest success came with Derek Harriott, for whom they recorded an album's worth of classic early reggae, like Hold Down, The Clip, Singer Man, and of course this one, called Sufferer. Sufferer's Anthem, as that was a Kingstonians recording for Derek Harriott back in 1968. And that one was originally released on a white label pre in Jamaica and a Big Shot label in the UK, where it became a big club hit and went on to be the title track of their one and only full-length album release, which came out on Trojan in 1970. By which time, the group's prodigious recording schedule was slowed down and they failed to sustain the impact they had initially made. However, Jackie did venture back into the studios for a series of solo records throughout the decade, including his self-produced We Are Socialists and the horn-led Roots music. But the final Jackie Bernard tune I've got for you today is a classic slice of Studio One roots, as this is called Jar Jar Way.
Greetings from my junctions tonight, greetings of all lands, we're doing spice what this day of freedom silent. In the personality of my poor man, the same bright as the last night of first. Jar, Rastafari.
If you don't love Jar Jar Way, you're not going with that thing. If you don't love Jar Jar Way, you're not going with that thing. Attitude. No joke about it. If no love, no in all you way. You now go on with that thing. If no love, no in all you way. You now go on with that thing. If no love, there is no joy in your heart. If you try to complicate things, you now go on with that thing. If you try to complicate things, you now go on with that thing. Oh yeah. Know how you start, know you stop. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. If you know it, judge your way. Judge away, you now go out with that thing. I did choose. No joke about it. If no love, no in all you way. You now go out with that thing. If no love, no in all you way. You now go out with that thing. With those thoughts.
Beautiful roots music from Jackie Bernard there with Jar Jar Way, which was produced by Sir Cox and Dodd and originally released on 7-inch on the Bongo Man label back in 1972, and can now be found on the Soul Jazz Records compilation called Studio One Roots Volume 2. But unfortunately, despite his earthy tones, Jackie's output became more sporadic as the years went by as his health deteriorated, and he continued to live the life of a downtown sufferer. And this life eventually got the better of him earlier this month.
Ever since I was a youth, I've always been searching for the truth. But having been told so many lies, life like good music never died.
But now we're going to pick up Houghton Lewis's story again. And following his groundbreaking recordings for the Meritone label, he next appeared in a couple of duets, such as alongside Phyllis Dillon at the Treasure Isle Studio with The Right Track, and also with a young Glenn Brown, who before he turned into a producer of note, was a vocalist in a rocksteady early reggae period. And they recorded a quartet of tunes together, all of star quality. But the one I've picked out sees Glenn and Houghton almost freestyling in a studio as they discuss the intimate details of the skinny leg girl.
What are you trying to say, boy?
Ha ha ha. If you want to know, just listen to this.
Wait, the town and tell the people how the musical is coming your way.
Beg. Come on, little skinny leg girl. Come on and dance with me. Come on, little skinny leg girl. Come on and dance with me.
Say, man, can you please take the girl with the skinny leg?
Why won't you take it, OP?
I don't want no skinny leg girl, man.
I know you're going
a skinny leg girl?
Me? No, man, you want a skinny leg girl?
Come on, little skinny leg girl. Come on and dance with me. Come on, little skinny leg girl. Come on and dance with me.
If I want something like that,
what? Say you want what?
I don't want no skinny leg girl at all.
Say man, come on, little skinny leg girl. Come on and dance with me.
Come on, little skinny leg girl. Come on and dance with me. Come on, little skinny leg girl. Come on and dance with me. Come on, little skinny leg girl. Come on and dance with me.
That was Hopeton Lewis and Glenn Brown in combination there with Skinny Leg Girl, a record that was crying out for a female answer tune, I think you'll agree. But as it was, that one initially came out on a white label pre in Jamaica and a fab label in the UK back in 1968, and can now be found on the Trojan box set Rocksteady Rarities.
On the A1 station in the land, come let me take you by the hand and lead you to this land so grand, believe me.
And so, following these duets, Hopeton became a lead man again at the turn of the 70s, and even won the 1970 Festival Song Competition with a celebratory Boom Shakalaka. And he also hit big again the following year with Groovin' Out on Life. But for my final Hopeton Lewis track today, I'm going to feature him in another duet, and one of significance too, as in 1970, while at the Treasure Isle studio, he recorded a couple of tunes alongside the number one DJ of the day, U-Roy. And as far as I'm aware, these were the first proper vocalist and DJ combination tunes released in Jamaica, as instead of having a DJ coming in and toasting over the top of a vocal track, Hopeton and U-Roy recorded these together. And so let's hear a little bit of history again now, as this is called Tom Drunk.
Tom Drunk, Tom Drunk.
This is your popular station where your music comes first. And I want to think about it because it's coming on now strong. Strong, strong.
And you lied.
He was the promise
about all.
What wrong if you do that, baby?
All a fair.
You should never do that.
You cheated.
You should never do a thing like that.
And you lied.
You are wrong.
But how long?
Tell about it.
Think you'll strive.
Tell about it, father.
Don't kill the goose.
No, no, no.
But lay the goose.
That's for sure.
For if you do,
you should never do a thing like that.
You laugh to bed.
You are wrong.
Tom drunk,
mm-hmm.
But Tom a fool.
And that's a fact.
He is smart.
Tell him about it, brother. Tell him about it.
Playing cool.
You can tell him one time.
Playing fool.
Tell him about it, don't be fooled.
To catch a wife.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So use your head.
And that's a fact. So
don't kill the goose.
No, no, no.
A little golden egg.
Real exclusively yours, I tell you.
Don't kill the goose.
And that's for sure.
A little golden egg.
You should never do that.
Don't kill the goose.
You should never do a thing like that.
A little golden egg.
Exactly what the brother got to say.
For if you do,
you would be wrong.
You'll have to pay.
You will have to pay.
Wonderful tune, as that was Hopeton Lewis and U-Roy in combination with Tom Drunk, which was produced by Duke Reed and released on his Treasure Isle label in Jamaica and the Duke Reed label in the UK back in 1970, and has since been compiled on the Treasure Isle double CD called Version Galore. But following this string of hits in the early 70s, Hopeton's career never reached those giddy heights again, and he later moved to New York, where he recorded a series of gospel records and even presented his own gospel radio show. However, he sadly passed away at his home in Brooklyn on the 4th of September this year, and Jamaican music has lost a true pioneer and innovator. But now, we're going to round off this tribute special with a couple more tracks that feature the late Uzziah Sticky Thompson.
Sticky Thompson. Sticky Thompson.
As following his DJ exploits at the end of the 1960s, he carried on working for Lee Scratch Perry as a stand-in percussionist. And some of his earliest recordings in this guise can be heard on the legendary Upsetter Productions of the Wailers, as it is Sticky who is shaking a tambourine or greater all through tracks like Soul Rebel, Duppy Conqueror and No Sympathy. After this, he developed his style and broadened his range, and by the middle of the decade he was resident percussionist at both Channel One and Joe Gibbs' studios, and can be heard enhancing the sound on all-time classic albums like the Mighty Diamonds' Right Time and Culture's 2/7 Clash. And it's a Culture tune I've got for you now, as this is a great example of what Sticky Thompson could bring to a tune, as he plays his sliding grillo all through Natty Never Get Weary.
And justice, teaching them of the way they are to live. You got the Babylon to ride and on a wrestle. Never yet get weary.
Babylon jump out of the deep and say,
why?
Give me a search out of the bag. I'm a shoot back forward. Stick up with him gun and just come forward. Don't come out innocently and begin juke to cry all over. You know,
I mean, I'm on forward inside the jeep in
July, forward to Stony Hill, you know. And when I take us to Stony Hill, I'm taking everything from my and everything inside was there. Master, I where I did, you know. I'm saying, boy, I'm going inside of the jeep. Go on, what I not doing, but I just post you. And tell I'm on.
Is that a right way for a human as a policeman? We have to a citizen as a peaceful one, not doing any wrong but still for all, because I'm 21,000 miles away from home. Chant it out and tell them, near to the possession of marginalization. Oh, loud them. Right and left, here I see a criminal on my right and left hand. They ask I lots of questions I know not about, and even say,
why, sure, personal credential. Say, sure, I don't want to hear something from you. Go inside and keep quiet. Brutality.
Loud and clear. Lesson one and all.
Excellent stuff, as that was Culture with Natty Never Get Weary, and featured the creaking-like sounds of Sticky Thompson and his Gorillo. And that was produced by Sonia Pottinger and released on a High Note label in Jamaica and a Virgin Frontline label in the UK in 1978, where it also featured on their Come Bolo album the following year. But to round up Sticky Thompson's story, that following his presence on so many late 70s roots classics, that he joined up with Sly and Robbie and featured on all of the Taxi-produced Black Uhuru albums of the early 80s, as well as becoming part of the Compass Point All-Stars group at Chris Blackwell's studio in the Bahamas, where Sticky can be heard on albums as diverse as Grace Jones's Nightclubbing, Joe Cocker's Sheffield Steel, and the Tom Tom Club's eponymous debut. But I'm guessing you want to hear another roots classic. So let's step back to 1977 and to Lee Perry's Black Ark Studio, where the Congos were in session, recording their defining Heart of the Congos album. And where one of the highlights of the set is Sticky's percussion on Solid Foundation.
Oh,
I think you'll agree that's as good as music gets, as that was the Congos with Sticky Thompson on percussion with Solid Foundation, which they recorded at Lee Perry's Black Ark Studio in 1977 and can be found on their all-time classic Heart of the Congos album. And Uzziah Sticky Thompson continued shaking, rattling, hitting and scraping any percussive instrument he could find on both stage and recordings way into the 21st century. And there is some great footage of him to be found on YouTube, such as if you type in Horace Andy with Sly and Robbie, True Rasta Man, and you'll see Sticky in action in the Harry J studio. But sadly, even living legends have to pass away at some point, and at the grand age of 78, his time came at his home in Miami on the 25th of August this year, when Jamaican music lost one of its most popular musicians. And so that is all I've got time for you today, but not before I thank you for tuning in, and I hope you've enjoyed the tunes and the tributes. And if you want to hear more, then you can always check out some of the old shows at the homepage at houseofreggae.podomatic.com, or you can come and join me every Friday from 8 p.m. UK time for the live show on www.reggaeworldmusic.com for some more fine Jamaican music here in Ian's House of Reggae.
House of Reggae. House of Reggae. House of Reggae. House of Reggae. House of Reggae. House of Reggae.